You are about to receive this church's shortest sermon in history. It's a good thing. That's a good thing. Yeah, isn't it just awesome to see lives changed, to get to see baptisms, to get to hear the stories of what God's doing? He is still in the business of changing lives, and he's still doing it today. He has such a way of being personal, powerful, transformative in our lives, and I'm so grateful for what he does in our lives. And this picture of baptism, this is what I just want to bring to us right now. This picture of baptism is the picture that we keep from the moment we meet Jesus in this life to the moment we meet Jesus in heaven. This picture of going down, our old life, our old self gone, and a new life that has come. So as they got in this water today, you've noticed that they were standing, they shared. This was kind of representing the old life that we have. Then they go down in the water. It's like a death to their old self buried and a new life that's raised up. And Scripture tells us this is exactly the identification we have with Christ as our Savior, who he himself lived and walked this earth as a sinless, perfect human being, God in the flesh. He was crucified on that cross, was buried in a tomb, and rose again. And as we come to know Christ as Savior, we get to have that same story that was in his life poured out in ours, that there is life after death because Jesus has conquered it. And I just want to run through the scripture, Romans 3, 6, 3, and 4, and three quick ways this applies in our life as we go along with Christ. So the first, so take your Bibles with me if you have one with you or it's on your phone. I want you to see these two verses as a key foundational scripture for our lives. It says, "Or don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? And we were therefore buried with him through baptism into that death in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life." I've got three applications of that. We'll put them up here on the screen. One is when we come to him for salvation. Two is as we're walking along in our Christian walk, there's this act of surrender. And then three, one day when we physically die, there's life after that in heaven. So let's look at the first one. When we come to faith in Christ, you just heard stories about each person, how they came to faith in Christ. There was a life they were leading before Christ. And Jesus makes us aware of our selfishness, our pride, our sinfulness. He's kind of good at making us aware of that. And that's kind of the job of the Holy Spirit, to convict us and show us how we're going the wrong way. We're depending on ourselves. And at some point, this light bulb goes off of like, I can't make myself better. I can't clean myself up. I don't know what I will do. When we come to Jesus and admit that, and we turn from our ways, and we just even turn toward him. We can't fix it, but we just turn toward God. I need you. You are my answer to this problem I have of my sinfulness. Jesus is right there with his grace and his mercy. It's like that old self gets buried and put in a tomb, and we're raised to life as God in his grace and mercy then gives us cleansing from our sin, washing it away because Jesus died for it. And he comes and lives in us and we become a new person. Not that we become perfect in the way that we live necessarily yet. We'll talk about that next. But he sees us as perfect and righteous and holy because Christ is. We get Christ's work that he did on the cross applied to us. And there's a new life. Each of these people just testified that there's a new life they received in Christ. And what I want to point to you today is if you're here and you are thinking about this, you're tired of living your own life, your own way, there's a turn that can happen in your heart where your old self, the old reliance on yourself is buried and you turn toward Christ. You cry out to him and receive him as your Savior. There's new life for you. If you've never received Jesus Christ as Savior, but you're drawn toward this today, I'm going to give us a moment here in just a few minutes as we conclude where you can pray and ask Jesus to come into your life and save you. And this can be your story as well. A second way this works out in our life, this whole idea of dying and finding new life, is when we're walking along in our Christian walk and we forget this idea that, oh, my old self is supposed to be dead. And then we begin to pick up our old selfishness and our old pride and our old way of living and our old way of thinking. And we say, okay, I'm going to go back to how I was. Let me just say, that doesn't mean you're not saved anymore. It just means you need to come to that same place where you go, I got to die to myself. I got to come back to the Lord in the same way that I was saved. I got to live that way every day. See, when you first come to faith in Christ, you can't calculate what life is going to be like as you walk forward. I received Christ as Savior when I was 6 years old. When I was 6 years old, I didn't understand what it was going to be like to be 46 years old, like I am now. I didn't understand that bills were going to come in the mail every week. I didn't understand that I was going to have four kids and and a wife, and what all that would put on me is in terms of decisions and pressures and providing for everybody and sending off my kids. Like, we just sent the last one back to college yesterday, and it's like, you know, like, I got to surrender my life to the Lord because I want His will and His way in their life. Not, I can't do that for them. And then I didn't understand what even, like, He would call me to be a pastor of a church and the weight that would be spiritually to say, I've got to live by example and I've got to pour into these folks and be able to teach His word. I can't do that. You can't do what you're called to do. It comes back to this place of daily surrender to the Lord. Jesus said in Luke 9:23, if anyone would come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross, how often? Daily, and follow me. That means that in the walk of a Christian, there's not just one death to self when you first receive Christ. It's a daily carrying of your cross. Daily saying no to myself, yes to the Lord. I can't do this. I'm not able to do what you've given me to do. I need you. God, I've sinned again. I've messed up in this area. I keep falling down in this. I give it up. I can't help myself. I need you. Because He never designed us to live this life in our own strength, relying on ourselves. He designed us to live this life in relying upon Him. So as long as we're trying to pick up our life and do it our own way in our own strength, we're squeezing out the resurrection life that He's given us. If we're full of ourselves, how can we be full of Him? And so maybe as you're hearing this today, you need to be reminded to this call. I need to die to myself. I need to surrender myself, lay myself down, and let God be the one fixes my problems, who guides me, who helps me, who empowers me, who strengthens me, who gets to choose my path. Him. Surrender. It's the second way that we see life come after death. And the good news is that when we do surrender, there is life. He loves to fill us. He loves to guide us. He has so many promises for us. And so I'm going to also give a chance to respond to that here in just a few moments. But there's a third way, because we have this spiritual transformation that happens when we receive Christ. There's a spiritual walk all the way through. But we come to this point where these old bodies are going to wear out, give out, or, I don't know, get out. I don't know. They're not going to last. I'm trying to think of another word for that. You might be in the early stages of your life where you're like, hey, I got this. I got lots of years ahead of me. You might be in the stage of life where you're looking in the mirror going, oh my goodness, what has happened, and I don't have much longer. I don't know where you feel in that, but not one of us is guaranteed another day. The amazing truth is that if you have spiritually understood this idea, I've got to die to myself, and I've got to receive Christ as my Savior, when you die physically, you're also going to be saved physically. We are going to be taken up to heaven to be with the Lord. When Jesus comes back, we're going to get these new bodies. They're going to be raised from the dead, and we're going to have a body that will never wear out or give out or skid out ever again. It's never going to get sick, never going to be injured, never going to have any mourning or crying or pain, Revelation 21:4 says. It's going to be an amazing life. And maybe today, as you're thinking about this idea of life after death, none of us are allowed to speed that up in any way, to choose our own time. Only God chooses that. But if you're grieving the loss of a loved one, if you're facing anxiety about your own future and what will it be like, and I kind of fear this, or for somebody else, and you don't want them to go through something like this, the good news of Jesus Christ is that heaven is right around the corner. There is a future. There is a life for us that's going to be better than we've ever experienced here on earth. Fuller life than could ever be imagined. All of this is the gospel. All of this relates to what we've just seen this morning. Just like Christ lived and died and rose again with resurrection power, there is life possible for us. In coming to faith in Christ to be saved, in walking in this life, in the here and now, in our future that's ahead of us, because death with Jesus leads to life with Jesus. It's a wonderful good news that we celebrate here this morning. And so I just want to lead us into a time of response, a time to pray, to consider these things in our lives. And so would you bow your heads with me? If you're here this morning, and I'm going to take these one by one. If you're here this morning and you are hearing this about salvation, and you don't know if you've ever received Jesus Christ as Savior, you've never received the new life of Jesus to save you from your sin, today is the day. He's inviting you. He's saying, come to me. It involves being willing to admit to Jesus, to be honest, I've lived life my own way. I have relied on myself. I'm a sinner by nature. Just tell him these things. He can hear your heart. He can hear your mind. Now, as you've admitted, I'm a sinner by nature, turn toward him. I need you. I ask you to come. I can't fix myself, so would you save me? And remember this truth. He's already died for you. He's already risen from the dead. He's done all the hard work. Ask him to come now. Wash away your sin. Come live inside of you. Bring you new life. Receive him now as your friend. Receive him as your Savior. Receive him as your Lord. He answers the cry of any person who sincerely asks him to come. So right now, if you've asked him to save you, to come into your life, he hears that prayer. He's coming to you. In fact, right now, he's somehow instantaneously, when he gives us that awareness of you need him, you cry out to him, and you're praying, he instantaneously comes and washes away your sin, makes you right before him, brings you into his family, and you are his, and he is yours. It's by grace. It's through faith, the scripture says. What an amazing gift. You've received him today. Be sure to come tell someone about it. Tell me about it afterwards. I'd love to hear your story. Talk to someone maybe who you're here with. What an amazing gift. You yourself can begin now to follow Christ. He's in you. He's with you. He will help you. You need to think too about baptism and making that declaration in your life. The next group I'd like to invite to pray might be a very big group. In fact, if you're not in this group, you're probably not checking your own pulse that you're alive here today. Is this part about this call to die daily and surrender. Maybe you've been stuck. Maybe you've felt a little distant from the Lord. Maybe you feel that ick of pride and selfishness that has been in your life. Do you hear his call today? Come and die. Lay down your life. Lay down your will. If the Holy Spirit is tugging on you, take a moment here to confess, to tell to God your selfishness, your pride, the ways that you've had your own desires, your own will above his. Surrender it. Practice these words that are the everyday words for a Christian. God, I need you. I can't do this myself. Come, fill me. Those words can be a daily prayer, many times a day. Let him minister his grace to you here in this moment. Ask him to fill you with the Holy Spirit. And lastly is this looming future of our physical death. And maybe you fear this for yourself. And I don't know what that's going to be like. And I don't know when it's going to be. And how will it all happen? How will this affect the people in my life? And or maybe you're grieving the loss of a loved one. And it's been weighing heavy on you. Jesus wants you to know that even in physical death, he has conquered it. He has taken on the worst enemy of this life, and he said, watch what I can do with my power, my grace. He makes dozens of promises about the life that comes in heaven. One of my favorites, as I mentioned earlier, is Revelation 21:4. It says, he will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain. For the old order of things has passed away. I am making everything new. Tell him where your fear may be. Tell him where your grief may be. Let him minister to you. Jesus, I trust you even in physical death. Thank you for heaven. Thank you for the promises of new life. Father, I thank you for your good word that you've given to us here from Romans 6, 3, and 4, that is the gospel, that you bring not just a little remodel to our life, you bring a whole new change, a whole new kind of life, a resurrection life. God, I pray that you will minister to each person here today. Thank you for ones who have prayed and you have heard their prayers. I pray that their walk with you would continue today. Our walk with you would continue today. That we would continue to die moment by moment as we walk through this day, relying on you, listening to your voice, trusting you for the hope of heaven and what's ahead. God, thank you for this time. Thank you for the good news of the gospel for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. May God bless you. Go in peace. Go in his new life that he's given to you. You're dismissed.